Welcome back to the Sports Desk, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle. Declan, we'll start with Finn Harps, who drew 0-0 away to UCD on Friday night. What did you make of the game?
Good positive start from Finn Harps. Obviously, they didn't lose the game, didn't concede any goals, and they had enough chances on the night to probably grab 3 points, but a good solid performance. Larkin Healy, the UCD goalkeeper, pulled off 3 or 4 good saves and probably kept them in the game and for long spells, and Harps playing a good performance and probably should have had enough and probably should have got 3 points on the night. But then again, UCD had a few late chances at the very end, and Jack Keeney hit the crossbar with a lob as well, and the free kick was very close as well, so they could have lost the game just as much in the last 10 minutes of the game. But yeah, that's a good solid start, and you don't know what to expect when you're playing against UCD. They have a lot of continuity in that squad because they played together for 3 years, so you know, it's not as if they're betting on new players. On the opposite side of that, obviously, Van Harps had new players on the squad and the team, and it takes a wee bit of time to bed them in, but a very good performance starting off.
Yeah, and you mentioned there are a lot of new signings coming in the door at Finn Park. Did any of the players impress you on Friday night?
Yeah, listen, I mean, there's good quality there. Yeah, listen, I mean, Yo-Yo has come in there, and he's very quick. He played for UCD. He's a fellow student at UCD, and he went to Shelburne there last year. So, Yo-Yo Maddy, and he's very quick out wide and right as well. Bastian Henry as well, good midfielder. Very clever, plays in the 10 position as well, and picks up good positions and really hurts opposition. So there are two players that done reasonably well on the night. Regan Donnelly came in and played left forward as well, ex-Sligo Rovers players. He came off near the end as well. So listen, a good performance overall, and it's important that they didn't lose the game. And that was the key to it, you know, clean sheet, as I said earlier, and you know, off the ground, and you've got a point away from home, and all games in the Premier League are very difficult away from home, even though it is UCD has just got more this year. But they have a big match again, so they've got to get ready for another match on Monday against Dundalk away, which will not be easy. Dundalk, obviously, two draws in the first two matches as well. So it's a good test again, so not much time to recuperate, but get back at it again on Monday and hopefully get another positive result up in Oriel Park.
Yeah, moving away then from Finn Harps to Derry City, they got a last gas goal to beat champion Shamrock Rovers. Manager Rory Higgins, he said after it was an outstanding victory. Would you agree?
I think it was probably outstanding from the fact that they got 3 points and they scored so late in the game. I watched the game on TV, and I thought overall Derry would have shared the first half with the play with the elements, and I thought Shamrock Rovers were very good in the second half, and it was a mistake by Roberto Lopez that was just a back pass that he was a wee bit unbalanced when he played it back, and Jimmy McGonigal ran onto it and went past the last defender, Sean Horne. I mean, they finished it really well. It was left one into the top corner. It was a great way to finish the game and a great time to score. So late in the game, when they got 3 points, and it keeps their whole momentum going. Probably a wee bit unjust on Shamrock Rovers. I thought they probably deserved a draw on the night, but they made a mistake and they got punished. And they had a massive big crowd, obviously sold out in the brand new world. Great momentum now and energy from that. And they've got, obviously, 4 points out of a possible 6. I mean, I'm always delighted with, obviously, that return. And they've got Sligo Rovers now at home on Monday night, and they'll be looking to get another 3 points there.
Yeah, will that result now give those Derry players the belief that they can go on and challenge for that league title?
Yeah, listen, I don't think that's in question. I think the squad of players and the quality of their signings tells me enough about their squad that they will be up there with Shamrock Rovers fighting for the league title and potentially the FAI Cup as well and League Cup. So they have the squad, you know, just that bit of belief now and a wee bit of luck. And if you can keep your main players injury free, and you need a lot of luck with that as well. But it was obvious from Shamrock Rovers that their squad is probably stronger overall than Derry City. I mean, Graham Burke came in the second half, and I thought he lit up the whole game. He was excellent throughout the period he was on the pitch. So they have just, but their Shamrock Rovers squad just a bit better, a bit more options in the top end of the pitch, and that could be the difference near the end. But there's nothing saying where Derry City can't run them very close, and if they are running them close, I would presume that Rory will end up trying to bring him extra quality in July when the transfer window ends up again. So that's going to be tight. It's a great result for them, obviously, a great positive result. 2-2 they drew away from away to Dundalk in the first match, and probably should have won it, and then they got a wee bit of luck in the last minute, but well finished by Jim McGonigal. And that's a big two matches, you know, two of the teams that are going to be up fighting for Europe at the very least, you know.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, there's Sligo next for them. Surely those Derry players will be heading into that game high in confidence.
Yeah, that's absolutely so true. You know, they should bring great confidence from that. There's great atmosphere in the brand new well. They're expecting another massive crowd, obviously, against their near neighbours, Northwest Sligo Rovers. But Sligo Rovers had a very positive result. Not an easy place to go, Richmond, away to St Pat's, who came second last year in the league and won the FAI Cup. And yeah, so they got a big result as well, beating St Pat's 2-1. Over the 90 minutes, 2-0 at half-time, with Tundy coming on, ex-Hearts player coming on and scoring in the last 10 minutes to make it an exciting end. And St Pat's pushed hard, and Sligo Rovers just held out in the end. But it was 2-1 victory for them, big 3 points, and now they're away, obviously, to as we said, to Derry City, which will be a hard game as well. And they'll be probably expecting, I think, to get potentially a draw out of that or push them hard. So that's going to be an interesting game and see how that goes. But it's a perfect start for both clubs.
Yeah, you touched on the Sligo Rovers result there, beating St Pat's 2-1. Former Finn Harps player Tunde Olabi scoring in that one. And two former Finn Harps players got on the score sheet for Shelburne as they got their first win of the season, beating Drogheda 2-0.
Yeah, and absolutely. Dan Hawkins and Mark Coyle getting on the score sheet. And Mark doesn't score too many goals. And Dan Link scored one or two when he was at Harps. And you know, interesting to see, because both of them were heavily involved in the St Pat's goals that were conceded in talk of the week previous. So it's good to see them get on a score sheet. And going by report, Shelburne weren't that good the first half, and Drogheda probably should have been ahead by half time. And then obviously Dan Hawkins scores in the 49th minute, and that gives them energy from that, and that pushes them over the line. And Mark Coyle breaking off from a corner, Drogheda corner, and he broke from the corner and ran the whole length of the pitch and pretty much stuck it in the back of the net to seal the game in the 93rd minute. So yeah, listen, the big 3 points for Shelburne, who were reasonably good against St Pat's and on TV the following week previous to that, but just they had chances and didn't obviously capitalise to take those chances. But they got a couple of chances against Ron, and it's a big 3 points for them. And Jack Moylan, man of the match, and he was very good against St Pat's as well previously, as a Bowes player, and also he was in Wexford on loan last year, so he's come in and had the ground running for Shelburne. It's been a big addition and caused a lot of problems for opposition, and that caused a lot of problems for Drogheda, obviously, and the big 2-0 victory for Shelburne. Yeah, so good to see Mark Coyle and Dan Hawkins getting scoring and obviously playing as well, which is what they want to do.
Yeah, and finally, Declan, Dundalk and Bowes, they drew 2-2. It's 2 points from two for Dundalk. Is this a different Dundalk side from what we've seen last year?
Yeah, probably. I mean, there's different players in there. You know, I know Patrick Holman scored, and Stephen Bradley was on loan as well from Hibs, scored again. That's two. He's got two and two. So, yeah, listen, interesting one. I mean, they've lost, obviously, conceded 4 goals now in 2 games, one home and one away. So, defensively, they look a wee bit weak in that area, but they've no problem scoring goals. You know, obviously, was Patrick Holman scored in the 30th. And Bowes got back into it as well. So it was 1-0 to Bowes, and then it was 1-1, and then it was 2-1, and then Dundalk came back, and Steve Bradley scored another one in 56 minutes to make it 2-2. So interesting game, and to be fair to Bowes and to Dundalk, every time they play, there's always plenty of goals, and you know, it's a difficult place to go, Daly Mount Park, and Dundalk went there and got a 2-2. So they're scoring goals, you just need to tighten up on the other end. And obviously, Bowes didn't play. That was their first match, because the Sligo Rovers against Bowes game was called off the week previous to that. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Bowes perform this year. They've lost a lot of players, and it'll be interesting to see what sort of quality they bring in and will they make a difference. Dundalk are pretty similar. They brought in new players as well. So as I said, you just don't know. Stephen Donald's come in there, and he's signed some of his ex and past players as well, so they have a lot of players who were there previously. It's going to be difficult to know where they're going to finish up in the league, either one of those two teams. So, but just an interesting times ahead for both clubs.